Hey everybody, how's it going? This is Walking Thoughts number 2, October 27th, 2010. This is Albert Huang, and these are my thoughts. I'm walking to work today. I'm gearing up for a conference. I do this thing called liquid dancing, which is dancing like you're a raver. And a raver... Okay, let me take this back. Back in the 90s, on the West Coast, there was a scene that was really big called the rave scene, which is, you know, like parties and it's like glow sticks and electronic music and ecstasy and big pants. And man, that was a long time ago, kind of. Let's see. And yeah, there was a dance style that evolved from that called liquid. And liquid, it's really hard to explain this just by speaking. Liquid is a dance style that creates, where you create an illusion with your hands, that your hands are either liquid or floating through liquid. And the whole style is very fluid, I guess, as opposed to... It's like all this weird axial motion, right, where things are rotating and stuff. You're not, like, the forward motion of the work typically isn't like, you're not going anywhere, you're not crossing to make it somewhere else. Instead, you're fluidly circulating around yourself in a way that's like, whatever. You should just check out Liquid if you have no idea what I'm talking about. So Google search, you know, Liquid Dance. There's a conference in Chicago this weekend, which is going to be the first conference ever of liquid dancing. And some of the greats are going to be there. A lot of the people that, like, I grew up watching YouTube videos of, they're just going to show up. And a lot of the people that I've been dancing with more recently are going to be there. And man, am I excited. Yeah, it's going to be great. It's going to be so awesome. And it also gives me, like, a really great excuse to get out of New York City and to visit my new nephew, Solomon Huang, who is now, I think, 2 months old. I cannot wait to see him. And, of course, to see his older sister, Molly. I've only seen photographs of Solomon, but apparently he looks a lot like me. And the photos actually do kind of show it, which is, like, so weird. Like, another human being. It's like a clone of me. It's like a... I mean, whatever. Everybody who's, you know, who's related to a new baby is always, like, brimming with joy, and it's so weird. It's like... I mean, I know when other people talk about babies, it's just, like, kind of... awkward, but, you know, it's totally true. Like, I'm so excited to see this little thing that acts like me and behaves like me and looks like me. That's going to be this weekend. This conference, this dancing conference, is going to be, there are going to be a lot of dancers out there that are just kind of, like, OGs. Like, it's a... Yeah, it's like a term that is passed around. It's really weird in the liquid scene to pass around that term, I think, because the liquid scene is actually quite young. I mean, you know, if you're talking about, like, funk style dancers, like people who know how to boogaloo, you know, you can talk about some OGs, like, you know, they're pretty old. But when it comes to liquid, like, OGs are few and far between. And for those of you who are not really down with that urban slang, OGs means old gangsters, which is, how we lovingly refer to the people who, like, really innovated the whole dance style. That's this weekend, and I'm actually gearing up for it. I like practice. We're going to go see Bass Nectar in Chicago on Halloween. I don't really know much about this group, but their music's kind of cool. I've been listening to it on Pandora. And I've been, like, figuring out how to dance again. You know, like, I drop dance for a while, and then I pick it back up. And every time I pick it back up, I feel like a noob again. So, and then I don't know how long this weekend will be, but it'll be a very long weekend, I think. Yeah, I guess that's all I need to say about that. I gotta work on my transitions. But, let's see. Yesterday, I lost my glasses for the first time in, like, years. The only reason it's been years since I lost my glasses before was because I haven't been wearing glasses. I mean, I started wearing glasses in elementary school to fulfill my stereotype of being an Asian dork. And I think it was Washington State where I got those glasses. But I was like a total dweeb. you know, the kid in the playground is like, who like drops their glasses on the floor and is like, "Everyone stop! My glasses are gonna get scratched." That was totally me. and now, and what happened is I guess I just sort of like left. I just stopped wearing them in high school, I guess. I'm not really sure why. My eyesight's actually pretty good. I don't think I really need glasses. But, you know, as I grow older, as I spend more and more time in front of a box of light every single day for, like, you know, upwards of 12 hours of, like, staring into a light-emitting screen, into a variety of screens, whether it be my phone or my laptop or my television or my desktop or, like, my laptop hooked into an extra screen. You know, like, I got all these dual monitors. I'm basically, like, looking into light a majority of my life, and that was a cause of concern for me, so I went to an optometrist, and I was like, you know, sometimes I get a little bit of fatigue at the end of the day, so he prescribed me glasses, as, you know, one might expect for, like, computer use, and it was really weird. Putting glasses on once again, at, like, first, it was sort of like I was seeing the world in a new way. I don't know. And then eventually it was like, I noticed, like, I would see textures before I saw, like, volumes. I don't really know how else to explain it, I guess. One thing I noticed is that when I was wearing my glasses, I couldn't find shit that I lost. Like, it was, like, totally ass backwards, right? Because you'd expect, like, oh my god, I can't find something. Put on my glasses, I can find it. But when I put on my glasses, I'd be, like, totally distracted by everything textured. You know? Like, food looks so different. Like, it wasn't, like, this substance, this hearty thing that, like, goes in my tummy. Instead, it was, like, this thing that reflected light in a really pretty way. But, like, yeah, I would be, like, I'd be in my office or whatever. I'd be like, oh, my God, where'd I put a piece of paper? And then I would take my glasses off and then find that paper. Like, this didn't happen, like, one time. This happened, like, for a good month. And eventually I sort of, like, learned what these glasses, you know, learned how to feel the world in these glasses. But, yeah, I mean, there's also this thing where, like, I don't know, the whole thing, like, really freaked me out, because, like, your eyes are so closely related to your brain, like how you see the world and how you expect things from the world, how you organize the world, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. Your eyes are so closely related to that, so that, like, putting on a lens, like, redefining your eyes is clearly redefining your brain. Like, I definitely felt my brain going through some changes as I was wearing these things. Why? Because I had organized the world in a way that was, like, I'd organize the world in something that was more spatially about proximity as it was about a line of sight, I guess. Like, I began seeing, when I started putting on my glasses, like, things that were really far away were, like, totally distracting. And then I had trouble walking up and down stairs. I don't know, I still have this thing where, like, I value the world without glasses, even after having worn the glasses for, it's probably been about a year now. It's weird, and now I feel like I have a halo around my eyes where my glasses sit. So, like, I don't really know how to explain that. Like in my peripheral vision, when I'm wearing glasses, in my peripheral vision outside of the lens, I can still see the world, right? So there's this threshold around where, on the one hand, I'm looking through the lens, and then just, you know, just a little bit to the left or to the right or whatever, I'm not looking through the lens. And that threshold is this, it's sort of like that binocular line that you see in movies. I don't know if that makes sense. But there's, you know, there's a threshold on the edge of my periphery everywhere. And like, I'm losing physical sensitivity in those places in my field of vision. Like I feel like now, if there's an object flying at my face from those directions, I'd be less likely to react accordingly. Whereas before, without the glasses, I think I would have been more able to take that into account. I don't know. These are all just, like, fucking batty, weirdo ideas that I have about glasses wearing and that I've sort of kept. And now I'm actually, like, yeah. I mean, that's how I feel about glasses, and I know I'm crazy about it. No, but I'm wearing them, and I think they do help me out. Oh, I noticed also that, like, I can definitely see clearer on my computer screen, and that's, you know, that's important if you are up at 2 in the morning, and you want to go to bed. But, I mean, you can see details now, you know, you can see, like, it's just a question of fidelity at that point, you know, it's a question of, like, because I can see everything, I can pretty much read anything and everything. It's very, very seldom that I need glasses to be able to read something. You know, that's something that's really far away or whatever, but it just, things look sharper. You know, when I wear glasses, things just, like, just pop a little bit more. Yes. Alright, well, I'm at my train, and there are pigeons attacking me. So, yeah, thanks for tuning in. I will post again tomorrow. Peace.